order. The call me to order, and I will ask House John to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Happy to serve.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Matt. You're welcome, sir. I'd like to do a roll call. Judy Perez is not joining us today. Is she excused?
Yeah, she's excused.
She is excused. And Rob Weiss is out sick today, and he is excused. My name is Chuck Martin. I'm one of the members of the board and will be handling the agenda tonight. And to my left,
John Delabos. Good evening.
Ken Dayton. Hello.
Excellent. This next portion of the meeting is for public comments. If anyone would like to speak, please identify yourself on any topics that are on the agenda. If the item is not on the agenda that you'd like to speak to, there will be a time at the end of the meeting for that. Is there anyone who would like to speak? As there is none, I forgot to ask about staff that has joined us today.
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
Greg Serving, Clark Allison.
Do I have approval for the August 9th, 2016 minutes?
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are. You're showing me.
It wasn't in the same place.
You finally bought an easel. She's just showing it off.
Oh, I thought she always brought
it. Oh, you're bad at buying easels?
I thought you always had to bring the easel.
I have a place I store.
Oh, they let you keep it here
now.
You were schlepping it for a while.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
And
you see why. It's not the same place as where I leave it.
Yeah, so there you go. And you can introduce yourself, because everybody introduced themselves, but you were missing.
Tamara Williams, I'm liaison for District E, Commissioner Chris G.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there a motion for tonight's agenda, the August 30th, 2016, with the one item which will be held, and that is ZC0480-16, School Board of Trustees, will be held to the next meeting. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I so move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Section 5 of our agenda is the Town Advisory Board Budget Request Update for the Winchester Expansion.
That's still on here. Patrick's supposed to give an update. The supervisor here, and he's off today. So let's table it one more time, and we'll make sure he's here next time.
Okay.
And as it's entitled, do we have a budget?
That's such a good question. That's actually such a good question.
Someone would have provided us.
Well, I asked for some requests and you guys didn't really have any, so I got the easel, and then Judy said she wanted to move to that art room. But I wanted to have Patrick talk about a grant that we received to get some expansion done. To add on to the center. It's a multi-purpose room, a computer room, and I forget what else, but it's going to change the whole look in front of the building. So I wanted him to come give us an update on that. It's not part of the budget, but...
So we will direct staff to put that on the next agenda.
Okay.
We'll move on to planning and zoning. Are you under a time constraint?
I'm not. It's so unusual. I want to live it up and see the whole meeting.
And then confirm when you're yes. So we'll do item number one on the planning and zoning. UC-0524-16, Lynn Las Vegas, LLC. The request for a use permit for deviations as shown for plan and file. Deviations for the following. One, reduce setbacks. And two, all other deviations as depicted for the plans on file. In addition, a waiver of development standards for the following. One, reduce setbacks. Two, non-standard improvements within the future right of way, Las Vegas Boulevard South. And the final item request is a design review for the following. One, modifications to an improved comprehensive plan package. Two, increase the number of candidate signs. And three, extend the design area in conjunction with an existing hotel resort, that is Wooden Aqua, on 74.3 acres in each one limited resort and apartment zone in the new D1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north, north side of Sands Avenue within the Paris and Winchester. This is for the September 21st Board of County Commissioners. Is the applicant here? And please identify yourself for the
record. Hi, my name is Klaus Steinkeen. I'm calling you for the design development. We're here for the signage portion of a retail addition. I mean, we're here last fall for the project has been approved, it's under construction, and we're here for the signage portion. So a refresher, the green outlined area is the new retail addition. This is the main entry into Wynn off of Las Vegas Boulevard. This is guest parking, and our entry into guest parking on Las Vegas Boulevard is here. Our signage application includes a number of, there's currently a Ferrari dealership that is coming down there. There was a number of signs related to that. And we've got a big wind sign outside the garage that's going to be covered up with the new work. So as part of the whole signage application, we deleted those quantities for those Ferrari, Maserati signs and for this wind sign in the garage.
Is the Penske dealership out there then?
Yes.
Okay.
Space they have in the basement is being moved by the construction. So on the new elevation, this is the corner closest to the entry to the self-parking garage. We have a small wind sign here. We have a series of awnings, and then we have another, the larger corner at the south end near the main entry, another wind sign. This elevation is where and what we're applying for are the two wing signs, and then underneath the awnings, within the framework of the mullions and the glass, are a number of digital display signs and wing signs. There's eight of them that are 4 foot by seven, and then come around the corner, there's two that are 4 foot by five.
So then those really aren't...
Let's wait till the end of the presentation.
It's glass, but it's spandrel glass. It may change as the tenant mix works out to vision glass, depending on what the specific tenant wants. But at the moment, it's all spandrel glass. The only other item that is a recent addition. We find a lot of people come over by the waterfall at the retail esplanade. This is more towards the corner of Sands and Lakes Boulevard. They stand in front of the waterfall, and somebody said, you know, they should have a sign there that says Wynn, so when they do their selfies, they can remember where the picture was taken. And this is just wind strip, not lit. It's just aluminum painted, 9 foot by 4 foot. Similar to what we're doing here. And the other two signs deal with a little bit of directional coverage. We have current signs in this shape, and they're set back away from or beyond the sidewalk. And they're basically saying, turn right for oneself park, keep going for left. We don't have the real estate anymore with the retail addition. And what we are proposing is a sign like this, let's scale down. This sign is 7 feet wide. The one that we're proposing is 4 feet wide, so that it sits within that landscaping strip between the back of curb and where the property line is and the sidewalk where the pedestrian easement is. So we have two of those proposed. Basically, we're sitting here replacing one here for the signs that have been currently there and approved. basically my question.
Does John have questions?
Yeah, a couple. The sign in the corner, let's start with that one because that's sort of the odd man out. Is that like a monument sign or exactly what configuration? I mean, I know what it says, you told us that. Yeah. What is it going to end up morphing into? What would be the physical item that you'd see?
It's a quarter inch thick aluminum painted bronze mounted to the rock face of the waterfall.
Aha, okay. That answers my question.
And it's basically the waterfall's already illuminated, so there's no need for any additional lighting. Mm-hmm. Not internally illuminated.
Right.
I think they're going to have a double time to keep any bronze in it.
You got that right, buddy, with the water.
But that's all it is. It's just to cut out letters.
Okay. And then The facade of the shopping plaza that fronts the strip,
yes,
as well as the Porte Cochere site, that's all spandrel glass then?
At the moment, yes.
So it really isn't like shop windows that will have displays in that there would be mannequins or there would be merchandise showcased like you would see on Rodeo Drive, for example?
Not at this time. We've talked with potential tenants. And they were interested in having see-through glass.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course.
A lot of tenants don't.
Really? That's interesting.
So at the moment, it's been a little assets, what we came in and proposed back for design review.
Mm-hmm.
And normally haven't changed.
Okay.
As we go around the corner here, I don't have that elevation, but as we come around the corner, back towards the garage here, mm-hmm. we do have a large vision glass window here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have quite a bit of skylighting over the retail space. So from the two stories, there's quite a bit of skylighting there that will add a natural light.
So it has kind of that Bellagio shopping area sort of feel to it? Yeah. He misses that, you can see. in his whole project, there's a lot of references to that previous story.
Same designers.
Hello, Rogers. Roger, Roger.
Same client.
Any questions? No, sir. Thank you. Ken, do you have any questions?
I don't.
Is there any questions from the public? As there appears to be no questions, I motion to approve the request per staff conditions. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for your time. We're going to move on to item number 2 on the agenda, which is WS0516-16, McDonald's USA LLC. For the request of a waiver of development standards for the following: 1, reduce the separation between the existing wall and the unit sign, and a relocated freestanding sign, and 2, reduce landscaping or rock area or ground in the face of the freestanding sign. In addition, the design would use for the following: 1, a freestanding sign; 2, increase animated sign area on a freestanding sign in conjunction with the restaurant McDonald's on 1.2 acres and a H1 limited resort and apartment zone in MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Los Angeles Boulevard, 460 feet south of Las Vegas Service Drive, within the Winchester. This is for the Board of County Commissioners on September 21st. Is the applicant's present?
Present. Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here representing McDonald's. This is the McDonald's that is just north of the Resorts World project on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Las Vegas Boulevard on the right there that you see. And this is my entry in the smallest application of the year. If you look at the red dot, that is where this sign is. There was more than one survey of the area, and the sign was built at the red dot location. The resolve, probably proper survey, determined that this sign was several inches across the property line into the Resorts World property.
Mm.
And so the yellow dot is where it's going to be. So this is an application to move the existing sign a few inches, feet maybe, to get it off Resorts World property and onto McDonald's property where it was always intended to be.
I just have a comment. Weren't you here doing this once already?
Yes, some sort of, we ended up with three survey lines on the property. And at that point, no one could agree as to what the correct form of application was. And as you can see in the current one, now that we appear to have resolved the dispute over which of the three surveys is correct, we had to include in this write-up that we're getting a few inches closer to the animated sign that was mounted on the building, which wasn't accounted for in the prior application.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
And is there a distance between the signage issue that impinges on?
That's part of the waiver.
Yes, in essence, yes. That's yes. Why it's a waiver.
Okay, very good. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure I understood.
Ted, any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Any additional?
Five.
Yeah.
I represent both sides, so I can tell you that everyone's happy. Well, except whoever's paying the bill to do the sign for you.
And the sign is increasing in price, too, isn't it? Okay.
So,
James,
do you know who moved my cheese in?
A very good question.
With that being said, I'll motion to approve for staff conditions.
Second my motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
As already stated in the approval for tonight's agenda, the school board of trustees has been held to the next meeting. And we move on to general business. Is there any business from staff that we need to be aware of?
I'm going to talk a little more about that budget question that you had. I think I owe each of the comments now. The way it's set up now, I think we would have to put it on the budget.
Oh, okay.
Because
it says no.
Okay. We'll move on to the next item. This is for general comments from the public. Is there any public that would like to speak on general topics? As there is none.
I know, I knew I was just kidding.
As there is none.
We do have, with the budget, it's on our town board calendar, and I don't remember what month it is, but we are supposed to ask all the town boards if they have any budget requests. And there's no specific amount, whether it's a crosswalk or a streetlight or park amenity, whatever, in Winchester. And so then we go ahead and pass all of the requests on to the appropriate departments, and then when they do their budget for the new fiscal year, they figure out whether or not they can put it as part of the budget.
I have a request.
Well, it's not time to make your request. You can give it to me now. This is the part of the time when I was supposed to discuss the last budget request, which you probably won't hear from. But if you have one, you can give it to me, and I'll...
The intersection of Riviera / Elvis Presley Boulevard and Paradise.
No,
the yellow flashing light.
That was part of the last budget request.
I know, but since it hasn't happened, I'm just moving it forward.
They have, yeah.
Is there any calendar for that item
you know
being
what?
Accomplished at all? I mean, really?
It is on the list for the next phase.
Because I was parked at Karen and Eastern on my way here today, traveling east on Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, when you want to turn off at Eastern to go on to Karen, that section of Karen where alongside Hatton High School, which is not a busy street. I mean, that is not a busy street. There is a yellow, there's a lot less traffic there than there is going to Westgate. There is a yellow flashing light to be able to make that turn off of Eastern going west onto Karen.
Oh, okay. You're talking about.
Yeah, I'm traveling north on Eastern. And if I'm parked here, and I want to turn right onto Karen, which is not as busy as right into the Westgate, there is a yellow flashing arrow that lets me do that when it's clear.
Okay, so you're not asking for something, you're asking for a device to provide that option.
Yes.
I see. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, there's a lot of traffic there that sits and backs up and waits for that light to change yellow, and there's no cars coming down Paradise, and you just scratch your head going, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, Judy asked for that, I think, probably over a year ago, and that's when I got them to put it on the list. And I'll find out when the next phase is going to be for money to be able to, there's like several that they want to put flashing yellow lights, and that's one of them. And then
Are you, are you facing the west gate to go left? Is that what you're
going? No, I'm on Paradise traveling south, and I'm going to make a left into the west gate.
Gotcha.
Or a legal U-turn, which is legal at that corner. And the median is cut way back, so you can make a U-turn without even going into the crosswalk.
Yeah, that seems good.
And you just sit there and wait and wait.
I just make it.
So do I. I do too all the time, but I'd like a light because that way I can cover my ass instead of getting a ticket.
Right.
But, you know, and a lot of us that live there have asked for that for so long.
Yeah, other people who turn there.
But that's a perfect. You should reiterate that every time you have general public comments.
That's a good example.
No, really, because that's really what it's for, kind of.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. And
do we know what the official term for that is, for the blinking yellow to allow you?
Flashing yellow arrow.
That's so fun.
Okay. Tamara, we have lost the road sign on Burnham in DI and the light sometime in the past 30 days. I don't know if there was an accident there, but
really?
I mean, pretty dangerous intersection as it is, but without the road sign, you see a lot of cars like missing the turn and driving.
Just the road sign, there was a stop.
Yeah, the green Burnham, that's perpendicular to DI. And I don't know if the light pole is completely gone also, but there's usually a light there.
There used to be a light there.
I think there was a light.
Oh, yeah, there was a light.
And it's now, you can't even see the, I mean, that's where I pull in to go home every day, so.
Was it a stop sign with a light?
Nope, just the road sign, just the green, you know, Burnham right there.
Burnham and DI.
So yeah, when I'm coming down, when I'm heading east on DI from Maryland, I normally turn left onto Burnham into that neighborhood, and the sign's gone. Yeah, so,
okay.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
We have a sign shop, so that's not
going to be hard.
Okay. The mysterious disappearance.
I mean,
the main
problem
is that
there's
signs on the ground all the time.
Yeah, there's no trace of it, though. So, I don't know, but it's gone. Just wanted to bring it up.
No, so that's what this works. Yeah, I took it literally like we have a budget, but you're talking about the community.
Yeah.
If there seems to be a community.
Exactly.
So we've never done that in the past. Or it's really never been brought up. So that's.
Well, for a long time, we didn't have any money at all to go, you know, to. They didn't even want to hear what the budget requests were. And then as, you know, revenue started, you know, picking up again.
This might be, actually, I think it's Paradise, but the strip of Eastern between Desert Inn and Viking, or not even further past Viking, is just atrocious. I mean, it is completely chewed up. That's Paradise, right? North of Desert Inn? Is that out of our township?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the thing.
North of Desert Inn.
No, north of Desert Inn.
So eastern between Desert Inn and Flamingo.
North of Desert.
Which you can sell at Desert Inn. That's a paradise.
The road itself. I mean, it's probably the worst strip of road I've encountered in Las Vegas.
Eastern between Flamingo and
Desert Inn.
DI.
And
yeah.
It's paradise.
It, you know, it might even.
Paradise.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Still our district.
Yeah, but yeah, Viking is those old, you know, half-acre estates.
And like that strip on Pecos is so nice. That just got redone. I drive on that. It's just like, I just wish they would do that.
I want to say that's coming up too for reconstruction.
Okay. I mean, it is bad. Like, I have to swerve to miss holes and, you know.
Loser suspension.
Yeah, I mean, geez. Yeah.
Not good.
Is there any other comments? With that being said, the September 13th meeting is posted in the following locations: Winchester Community Center, Fast and Fresh Light Meetings, and the United Postal Service and Starbucks. I move to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second, that's her.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.